The word for today is your new resurrection body, part one. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 38 we read, "But God gives it a body as he has determined." Benjamin Franklin, who was a printer, wrote an epitaph for his grave. And even though it never ended up on his tombstone, it has been passed down in history for its cleverness and wisdom. The body of Benjamin Franklin, printer, like the cover of an old book, its contents torn out and script stripped of its lettering and gilding, lies here, food for worms. But the work shall not be lost, for it will, as he believed, appear once more in a new and more elegant edition, revised and corrected by the author. What a wonderful way to describe what's going to happen to us someday. The Apostle Paul used seeds as a metaphor. But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? How foolish. What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just a seed, perhaps of wheat or of something else. But God gives it a body as he has determined. The pastor explains, when you plant your garden, you may toss a kernel of corn into the furrow and cover it. When it comes out of the ground, it will still be corn. It will be the same in essence. But what comes out of the ground is not the kernel. It's the whole stalk. It's much bigger, much better, and much more impressive. And your new resurrection body will be as superior to your old body as the stalk is superior to the seed. It will be a body specifically designed for everlasting life. That's the word for today on UCB.